Epilogue. In this book, I have shared with you what I wish someone had told me before I got married. If Carolyn and I had discussed the issues I have raised on these pages, our first years of marriage would have been much easier. Since we did not discuss these issues, our marriage was filled with conflicts, misunderstandings, and frustration. I know the feeling of being married and miserable, of thinking, I've married the wrong woman. I reasoned that surely if I had married the right one, it would not be this difficult. Yes, we eventually found answers to our frustrations and resolution to our conflicts. We learned how to listen to each other empathetically and understand feelings and desires and to reach workable solutions. For many years, we have had a loving, supportive, satisfying marital relationship and have invested our lives in helping other couples discover the same. It is my desire that this book will help thousands of couples have that kind of marriage without the years of pain and struggle we experienced. If you are single and not currently involved in a dating relationship, I hope the ideas of this book will be tucked away in your mind for future reference. You now have a more realistic idea of what needs to be considered before you make the decision to get married. When you begin to feel the tingles for someone, I hope that you will take this book off the shelf and let it be a guide in developing a healthy dating relationship and a wise decision on whether or not to say, I do. For those of you who are in a committed dating relationship, I hope that this book will be your trusted companion as you get to know each other better. I encourage you to discuss the topics openly and honestly and seek to be realistic about what you discover. If so, I believe you will make a wise decision about whether or not you should get married. For those who are already officially or unofficially engaged, I hope that you will dig deeply into the issues I have raised. I encourage you not simply to read the chapters, but to answer the questions and follow the suggestions I have made at the end of each chapter. Some of you may discover that your engagement is premature, that you really did not know each other well enough to make that decision. If so, I hope you will have the courage to be honest with each other, accept the embarrassment this may bring, and either postpone or break your engagement. I assure you that a broken engagement, while painful, is not nearly as painful as a divorce 3 years later. If, on the other hand, you conclude that you hold enough in common to build a successful marriage, then your discussion of these issues will better prepare you to make that dream a reality. I genuinely believe that if couples will thoroughly discuss the content of this book, they will enter marriage with a much more realistic view of how to have a successful marriage. A few years ago, a survey revealed that 87% of single adults between the ages of 20 and 30 affirmed, "I want to have one marriage that will last for a lifetime." They have seen their parents divorce and felt the pain of abandonment. That is not what they desire to replicate. The tragedy is that many of them have no idea how to reach the aspiration of a lifelong positive marriage relationship. It is my desire that this book will provide them with that information. If you have found this book helpful, I hope that you will recommend it to your friends. I welcome your feedback and suggestions at www.5lovelanguages.com.